And let's shift gears here. There is hardly an adult anywhere in the world who would not recognize at least some of the music of Motown. Motown, the R&B label, changed the course of music in the nation and made household names of Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, and the Jackson 5, among others. And now the man who created Motown, Berry Gordy, is heading to Broadway to tell his version of how it all began. NPR's Allison Keyes reports. My mama told me, you better shop
around. Oh, yeah, you better shop around. Berry Gordy co-authored the label's first gold record, Shop Around, with Smokey Robinson in 1960.
I wanted other people around the world who made this part of their lives to really understand the true story.
Now 83 years old, Gordy says it is time to tell his truth about how he morphed from featherweight boxer into the man who launched the Motown empire. There was a family of record labels, the Hitsville USA recording studio, a publishing arm, and even a finishing school. But there were also lawsuits filed against Gordy over royalties and criticism of the level of control he had over his artist. Berry says he set all that straight before, and the Broadway show is his version of what happened.
This is the truth, and we're dramatizing the truth.
What's exciting about this show, says Motown the musical director Charles Randolph Wright, is experiencing Motown's growth not just through Berry's eyes, but through the audience's memories of the music.
When you hear the song My Girl, for example, I mean, everyone has a story about that. They proposed to their wife, their baby was born. There are all these stories that happen, and in that you have to have a moment where you can drift.
But Wright notes that Motown's music also opened what he calls the emotional door to the civil rights movement and inspired a generation. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation. At a recent rehearsal, cast members were clearly cognizant of the responsibility of portraying people so many see as icons. Felicia LeKay plays the glamorous Diana Ross and talks about how the woman she calls an extraordinary human being who broke racial barriers was a powerful symbol for African-American women.
She didn't have time to think about what it took to do it or who she would get, you know, who she would upset. She had to do it. And there's something great in that.
Brandon Victor Dixon plays the lead role and looks so much like Berry Gordy, it's a little scary. Dixon and Berry joke about what the actor calls a special experience touring the Motown Museum in Detroit.
I spent most of my time sitting up in your bedroom on the bed looking out the window.
My bedroom where?
Your bedroom in Detroit, man.
Dixon says it's been a challenge to figure out how to communicate the story of this music that's always been about people and love. The first version of the script had 100 songs in it.
There's so much we can say, and there are so many legends involved in, you know, the Motown family, but also he's done so much in his life that it's really about figuring out which pieces to give.
Berry Gordy says he's delighted to be doing the story of his life. It's been a wonderful journey, he says, and not to tell it would just be sad. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
It's Motown Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.